God is so holy.
My.
You know, I really thank God for the message this morning.
Amen.
Didn't we have a great message? Pastor Jeff preached a great message. Hallelujah. A great message this morning. Hallelujah. Talking about the Lamb of God, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it's going to be a great time, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we look forward to that.
Amen.
And you see, the Lord knows them that are His. Amen. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
The Lord, if you're God's child, God knows you.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says. The Lord knows them that are His. Say, so in a great house, that there are vessels of gold and silver and of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. It said, if a man therefore purge himself from thee, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. Amen. So we're living at the end. And the Lord really, He's counting on you and me to stand up and be counted for Him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Jehu was a prophet. And Jezebel was an evil woman, wicked. And Jehu rode in after a lot of events had taken place, but Jehu rode in into Jezreel. And when he rode into Jezreel, Jezebel was up in a room, and she looked out of the window, but she painted her face now, you know, because the prophet rode into town. And the prophet looked up there and said, who's on the Lord's side? Who's on my side? Who? And they said, we are. Well, throw her down. And they threw Jezebel down. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And the horses, trampled her to death. And the dog ate her.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it was prophesied that would happen. God is angry with the wicked every day. But God loves His children.
Amen.
God is looking for you and me to let our light shine before men.
Amen.
That they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
He's looking. Michael 6 and 8. I love that scripture. He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's what God is calling for you and me to do tonight. Hallelujah. And let's cause the Lord to smile on us. I want God to smile on me. I don't want Him to look at me and frown, but I want Him to smile. Hallelujah. You know, we have some prayer requests tonight. We want to pray for Kirsten. She had a little setback, didn't she? We want to pray for her tonight. And also for my mother-in-law. She's 91, right? She just had her 91st birthday, but she's doing good. I mean, she has good days and bad days, which we all do. I think we all do. Some of my days not too, you understand what I'm saying? Have some rough days. Sometimes his knees get to acting up on me, you know? And I call that a pretty rough day sometimes. And sometimes his knees work real good, and other times I sit down and I don't want to get up. Hallelujah. But God is good, isn't He? God is faithful. God is true. God is holy in His spirit. And we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth, don't we?
Amen.
We need to praise God. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, in the midst of all the chaos and confusion, in the midst of all the hypocrisy, and in the midst of all the people have let down, they've watered down the truth, the gospel, in the midst of all of this, God have got a people that's steadfast in Him. walking worthy, continuing in the word, they will be his disciples indeed. So let's pray right now for those requests. Let's pray for Kirsten. Father, God, we bring Kirsten to you, Lord. God, touch her right now, Father. God, heal her, Lord. Heal her completely. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. We claim deliverance, Lord. Be it so, Master, in Jesus' name. Satan, you're a liar. We command you to take your flight in Jesus' name. Shelly Udo Masanda Rabahanda. Be healed now by the power of God. With your strength to heal, Lord, we claim it done, Father. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And we praise you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray for my mother-in-law right now. Touch my dear Lord. Strengthen her, Lord God. Oh, let's heal her body, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Raise her up, Lord. God, encourage her heart, Lord. You have a need, God. We thank you for the victory, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for victory, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Brother Doug, did you get that song? Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
let's praise. Let's pray. Come on. Let's give God some praise. Come on. So let's sing that. Let's put that on. Okay, put it on. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Thank you. Father, we're waiting for this. Let's just begin to praise God. Come on. Let's praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 All right. We're going to go on. And hopefully you can get it before the service tonight. Hopefully. He's working hard here. And let's just believe God. God's perfect will be done. Because the title of the song is, I'm a part of the family of God, right? I'm a part of the family of
just
God.
The family of God.
The family of God. Thank you, my brother. Amen. And I got somebody to help me keep straight. You understand what I'm saying? And I love that. I love, you know, I mean, we help us one another. Because we love God first of all, and we love one another.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so if you have your Bible, I want you to look at, now we've been talking about John 3:16. So let's look at tonight, John 3:14, 15, and 16. The Gospel of John, or St. John, chapter 3, verses 14, 15, and 16. Let's look at those verses tonight.
You want me to do it, Brother Taylor?
Huh?
You want me to do it tonight?
You want you to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God, Lord. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Yes. Father, have your way tonight, Lord. Move by thy spirit, Lord. Let your divine will be done, Lord. Yes. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord God. Help me to speak truth and only truth, Lord. Yes. And God, help us to open our hearts and to receive your word and to obey it in Jesus' name. The glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, wasn't he? Remember? Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, you know, and said, "Except God be with him." And Jesus told him about he had to be born again. And he said, "Well, how can this be? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus told him, "Except a man is born of the water and spirit, he couldn't enter into the kingdom of God." All right, now, verse 14. Jesus said, "And as Moses lifted up." Now let's look at that in Numbers, where Moses lifted up that serpent. And we look at that in the book in Numbers. I put it down somewhere here. Numbers. I get another glass. I know I wrote it down. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. My. I know I wrote that down. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. But I wrote that scripture down in the book of Numbers.
21:9
Huh? 21:9 Yeah. Yeah, thank you, brother. Boy, I tell you. You must have one of those.
I got one, but I ain't got it on.
All right. Yeah, that's what I want. Thank you very much. What does it say?
And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he had beheld a serpent of brass, he lived.
Amen. See, the people that sinned, and serpents that came in and bit them, and a lot of them were dying, and God told Moses to make that serpent and put him up on a pole, and he did, and the people that looked at that serpent, they lived. God healed them. They lived. He said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, Jesus was lifted up on the cross, wasn't he?
Amen.
He was lifted up on the cross that you and I might be saved.
Amen.
He died a death that no other man could die. His visit was more than any man. Why? Because he loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus died on that cross. Hallelujah. That we might be saved tonight. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the middle, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he was lifted up. But listen, after he was lifted up on the cross, they took him down from the cross, didn't they? And put him in a tomb. And he stayed in there 3 days and three nights. And he rose. He rose from the dead. Now, listen at this now. When Peter and John ran to the tomb, they had been told that Jesus had risen, you know, but they were skeptical. When the women told them that Jesus had risen, it sounded to them like idle tales. Because they didn't believe that he had risen from the dead. When Peter and John ran together, John outran Peter, and John stooped down and looked in. Peter came and went in, and Peter went on in the tomb, and he saw where Jesus had been risen from the dead, had risen. But then Jesus appeared unto them later and let them know that he had risen. They told Thomas that the Lord had risen. Thomas, I'm not going to believe, except I see the nail prints in his hand and put my finger into the prints of the nails and thrust my hand into his side. I'm not going to believe. You can tell me that all day and all night, but except I see this, I'm not going to believe. And the Bible says after 8 days again, the disciples were within and Thomas was with them and Jesus just stood in the midst of them. He didn't come through the door. I don't know why he came through the ceiling or through the wall, but he walked in. Isn't that right? And when Jesus came in and they were there, he said to Thomas, hallelujah, glory be to God, reach hither thy hand, trust it into my side. Look, see the nail prints in my hand, and be not faithless but believing. Believe, Thomas. Don't be faithless. I'm here. I've risen. And on one occasion, after he had risen, Jesus ate before him, didn't he? He said, have you here in the meat? And they gave him a piece of a broad fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. See, letting them know. He said, a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when God raised you and me from the dead, we're going to have a body just like his glorious body. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
Our body's going to be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Thank God. And we're going to live eternally with the Lord in heaven.
Yes.
Isn't that right? So that gives us hope, doesn't it?
Yes.
That gives us peace. Let me say this. It gives us peace in the midst of all the confusion. Isn't that right? If we walk with God and live for God, that will keep him in perfect peace. whose mind is stayed on thee because he's trusted in thee. If we trust God, believe God, and obey God, we have peace.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
We have joy. Jesus said, these things I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He wants us to be full of his joy. Isn't that right?
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God is faithful. God is keeping his people in these last and evil days.
Yes.
Saints of God, if we believe God, we won't worry about anything. If we really believe him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? If we really believe him. And God want to bring us up in a place in where we'll trust him with everything.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But right now we need a car. But we trust in God.
Amen.
We believe in God. Amen. God's going to work it out.
Amen.
He's going to work it out. We trust in him and believe in him. And, but we're working on something.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, you pray and you just don't sit around and twiddle your thumbs, do you? No, you don't. Don't sit around and twiddle your thumbs. God's going to do it, God's going to do it. Well, God do it. You got to do your part and God do his part. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You believe God, you pray, you believe God, you step out there and be led by God and obey God, and God will work it out for you.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Son of Man was lifted up on the cross. John 3:16. It's enough gospel in that to save the whole world if they would obey that, believe that, and obey it. Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, Jesus, some people teach that God have an elect. Only elect people are going to be saved, and everybody else is going to be lost. That's not true. Everybody have a chance to be saved now. Everybody not going to be saved, but if God so loved the world have a chance to be saved. Everybody in the world have a chance, regardless of race, color, creed, whatever. They have a chance if they hear the gospel and obey the gospel. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel of God. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Unto everyone that believes. Unto the Jew first, and also to the Greek. He came to the Jews, and they didn't receive him like they should have. A lot of them rejected Jesus. A lot of Jews are still rejecting Jesus.
Amen.
But the Bible says, because of their unbelief, God blinded them in part till the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. They stay blind till this day.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
A lot of them are still blind. Thank God, but God is faithful, saints of God.
Yeah.
And let's witness. I ask God, so God, let me witness to some Jews. I'd like to be the witness to some Jews and try to help bring them to the light. The ones that don't, you understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, don't you? Not only Jews, but anybody that God wants me to witness to, I want to witness to them. Amen?
Amen.
How y'all feel about that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to witness to them. Like Pastor Benham said this morning, he was telling us to witness, you know, minister, witness to people. Why? Because our salvation is nearer than we think. God is coming soon.
Amen.
But he's coming after a people that's ready to meet him. He's coming after people that's looking for him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
He's coming. Amen. So we need to be encouraged tonight to do the will of God. We need to be encouraged tonight to stand for the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 3:16. God so loved the world. He so loved the world. Amen.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten Son. Let's look at some scripture here tonight. In Ezekiel. I need something to clean these glasses. Just bear with me a little bit. My. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we need to be thankful to him, don't we?
Yes,
amen. Amen. Listen at this before we read this scripture. There is no one in this world who is worthy of God's love, favor, and grace. Yet when we were helpless, hopeless, without strength, God commended his love toward us.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Romans 5, listen, read this. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verses 6 through 11, what does it say? Romans 5, verse 6 through 11, what does it say?
For when we were yet without strength.
When we were yet without strength.
In due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He didn't, see, wasn't nobody godly, was it? In Adam, the Bible said we all died. In Christ we shall be made alive.
Amen.
So everybody died in Adam. When Adam died, when Adam and Eve sinned, the whole human family was under curse. I read.
But it started for a righteous man when one died.
Mm-hmm.
Yet pre-adventure for a good man, some would even dare to die.
Yes, hallelujah. Read.
But God commended his love toward us.
God commended his love toward us.
Mm-hmm. In that while we were yet sinners.
While we were yet sinners.
Christ died for us.
Christ died for us.
Much more than being now justified by his blood.
We're justified by his blood.
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank you.
Now look at Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 11. Ezekiel 3, verses 3 through 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God died for the sins of the whole world. What love. What grace. What mercy. What does it say?
311.
Huh?
311.
311, yes.
And go, give thee to them the captivity unto the children.
Is Ezekiel 311?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
And go, give thee to them of the captivity unto the church of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
See, everybody's not going to hear it. Read.
Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard.
No, I wrote the wrong scripture down. That's not what I'm looking for. That's all right. Go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 29. Tell you when you looking up scripture, you gotta be very careful. Isn't that right? you have, hallelujah. God is good.
That was
110,
right? John
110. Yeah, John 110 and then 29, verse 110 and then 29. What did it say?
He was in the world.
Talking about who was in the world? Jesus was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
He made the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him.
And the world knew him not.
And the world knew him not. The world didn't know him, and the world still don't know him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? The world don't know him. And the word of God say that we, the children of God, we're in the world ourselves. Isn't that right? But we're not of the world.
Amen.
See, because the world, when it's talking about the world, it's talking about the world system. That system which is controlled by Satan. That system that says, do anything you want to do. That system that says, step on anybody you can to get to the top. That system that says, it's all right to lie. It's all right to steal. That's Satan's system. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. But it's not of God.
Amen. Thank you.
He that is the love of the world is the enemy to God. If you love the world, you're enemy to God.
Amen.
If you're living that lifestyle, you're an enemy to God. And I want to be God's friend. Jesus said, you are my friends, what? If you do whatsoever I command you. You're my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. But if we turn our back on God, we're not his friend. We're his enemies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I want to be God's friend tonight.
Yes.
Abraham was a friend of God.
Amen.
Abraham believed God, didn't he? Abraham obeyed God. Abraham offered up his his son Isaac, because he took him up to offer him up, didn't he?
Amen.
He took him, thank God, and laid him on there on that altar and was going to slay him. But God didn't let him, did he? God spared his son. And God had a ram in the bush to sacrifice. Not Abraham's son, but Abraham put God first. And that's what we got to do. God has got to be first in our lives.
Amen.
Not second, not third, but first. In order to please him, we got to put him first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, like the word of God said, if any man comes to me, if they hate, they don't hate father and mother and sister and brother. And hallelujah. You got to hate everything. In other words, what it's saying is, God has got to be, can't nothing that compare to God. Isn't that right? Nothing that can compare to God. In other words, if God speaks to you and tell you to do something, and they tell you to do something that is contrary to what God said, you do what God said.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
You obey God.
Amen.
Because God is our Father. God is faithful and true. And my God, and he's leading his people. And I thank God for the services, way God is moving in the service, especially the morning services. Isn't God moving?
Amen.
God is moving. God is trying to carry us. He wants us to follow on to know him.
Yes.
Not stand still, but keep going forward, following the Lord.
Amen.
Stepping in. As Jesus makes a step, we need to step right into his track. Follow him that close. Amen?
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 Amen.
And maybe we got to seek his face.
Yes.
And live a holy life. Be pure before him. And we can only do that if we abide in him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We got to abide in him. This is not a fleshly thing. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen?
Amen? It's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh. If you live after the flesh, you'll die.
Amen.
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 And to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, 110, did we get that yet? No.
Huh?
29, yes, thanks. What's 29 say?
The next day John said Jesus coming to him and said, behold, the Lamb of God is taking away the sin of the world.
Take away the sin of the world. He came to take away the sin of the world, didn't he? Yes, he did. All that will obey him, he came to take away their sin. John, look at John 6:33 and 51. He came to take away the sins of the world. That is, if we will, those that will hear him and obey him. 6:33. What does it say?
For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
See, a lot of the Jews couldn't understand Jesus when he was talking, when he began to preach to them like this. What did it say? The bread of life is what?
For the bread of God.
For the bread of God.
He was coming down from heaven.
He was coming down from heaven.
And giveth life unto them, unto the world.
And giveth life unto the world. He came to bring life to the world. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 51, what does it say?
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Y'all hear that?
Amen.
If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever.
Amen.
Amen. That's eternal life.
Amen.
Read. A little bit more, right?
And the bread that I would give is my flesh, which I would give for the life of the world.
Didn't he give his flesh? Did he die on the cross?
Yes.
He said, no man take my life, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. He laid his life down, and the nails didn't hold him to the cross. But it was the love of God.
Amen.
It was his love that helped him to the cross.
Yes.
When Jesus was in the garden, and they came to take Jesus, and Peter pulled out his sword. Peter was a man of action. He see that he's trying to take Jesus. He pulled that sword out and shoom. I think he was trying to spit this man's head. I believe he was. But the Lord just guided the sword and cut the man's ear off. But Jesus picked it up and put it back on him. See, still working miracles. Still still showing mercy, still reaching out, still reaching out, letting the people know that he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, how he could have called more than, 12 legions of angels. Could call many, many angels he could have called. But he knew he came to die. If Jesus had not died, we'd all been lost. Isn't that right? Which we deserved. But it's mercy. He had mercy on you and me. His grace, his mercy, his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus, when he walked this earth, I mean, he had a hard life then, didn't he? I mean, they gave him a hard way to go. Now, one time they took him to the brow of a hill to throw him down head first. He passed right through him and went his way. Isn't that right? Yeah. Another time, he was working miracles and doing the will of God, and they would have come and took him by force and to make him a king. He separated, left, his, took off and left. Amen? Yeah. Because he knew that those people was walking in the flesh. Yes. Hallelujah. But he came that we might have life. Yes. And have it more abundant. We have abundant life tonight. Yes. If we abide in him.
Amen.
But we got to abide in him. We got to dwell in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to continue in the word.
Hallelujah.
But if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. We cannot get to the Father except through Jesus. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. No other way. Thank God. No
Amen.
Other way. And thank God for that. Because a lot of people are preaching all kind of doctrines. Isn't that right? Yeah, they are. They're teaching that, Mohammed and Krishna and a lot of these other, Buddha, yeah. Hallelujah. Saying that they can know, but they, where are they now? Tell me, where are they at now? They what? They are what? Hallelujah. Why? Because it's only one true God.
Amen.
Isn't that right? One God and Father of all. The Bible says, who is above all, through all, and in you all, in all of his people. He's in all of us. Hallelujah. Said one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. He's in all of his people, isn't that right? Hallelujah. All right, read. What does it say?
What you
said
the one.
Yeah.
The Jews therefore strove among themselves.
The Jews strove among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Now you know they're gonna run from that. You know them. You know the Jews gonna run from that. They couldn't understand that. But we gotta eat his words, his sayings, or his teaching. We gotta obey his voice. What we gotta do? All right, John 8:12. Read.
Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light. World.
I'm the light of the world.
He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
And shall have the light of life. Thank God. Thank God for that light tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans 3:19. Hallelujah.
Now we know that what things soever the law said, it said to them who are under the law,
mm-hmm.
that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the world may become guilty before God. That means they got to repent. Turn to God by faith in order to be saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 5, verses 18 to 19.
God has reconciled us.
He brought us back to him, which restored us, all right.
and has given to us the mystery of reconciliation.
Him, that's the mystery of reconciliation. We preach the gospel today and cause men to turn to God by faith. All right?
Three. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Reconciling the world unto himself.
Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Hallelujah. God has given us that word today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To preach the gospel to the Lord. Amen. That men might be saved. 1 John 2:2. Hallelujah. He came to save the world. He came that the world might be saved through him. What he came for.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
The sins of the whole world. Amen. He's the satisfying sacrifice. What the propitiation is. The satisfying sacrifice. Hallelujah. I mean, he appeased the wrath of God.
Yes.
He appeased God's wrath. If God was angry, and God is angry with the wicked. If God was angry, and Jesus came and died, and he appeased the wrath of God. All right, read. 1 John 4:4-14.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Verse 14.
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
So he came to save the world.
Amen.
Amen. If they believe, all that will believe, he came to save them. All right. God is love. Listen at this now. God is love and pure righteousness. Yet he could love a world that hated him and hated his son. A world that demanded the death of his son, nailed him to a cross, and mocked him while he died. Didn't that happen?
Amen.
And mocked him while he died. All right. He not only loved the world, he also provided salvation at the greatest cost that even he could know.
Amen.
My. What a love. What a love. The love of God. The love of God. That's really why Apostle Paul, the love of God constraineth us. Amen. Constraineth us to do God's will.
Yes.
To live holy and pure.
Amen.
Have you got that song? All right. You got it. Let's see. Let's see if we can say, not my home, it's not your home. Amen. Because the word of God said, our citizenship is where?
In heaven.
Amen. And your citizenship is where you live, isn't that right? I mean, that's your home. I mean, we that song say, I'm so glad I'm part of the family of God. Been washed in his, what is that?
Blood.
Up in his blood. Cleansed by his. We that know God, we should be the happiest people on earth. Isn't that right, Mr. Davis? I mean, so no, we don't need to get no long face, you know, and, you know, stick out our lips, you know. And sometimes we might, I mean, things happen, but we shouldn't stay that way. Isn't that right? We shouldn't stay that way, you know. I mean, because we are part of the family of God, and if you're part of the family of God, we're on our way home. We're on our way home. Hallelujah. We're on our way home. We're on our way home. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I sure thank God for sparing Pastor Venable. He's a mighty voice. He's a mighty voice for God. I'm telling you, he really is. Thank God. And let's just work. Let's work with Pastor Venable and Sister Venable and with the saints of God here. Let's really stand up for Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Let's stand up for him. Thank God with everything that's in us.
Amen.
By living holy and pure. And that's witness. Let's be witnesses. Let's hallelujah. Today is Sunday, right? Next Sunday, let's get out and witness all week and try to bring somebody to church next week. Is it a deal? I mean, if we witness enough, let's at least we should be able to invite somebody, shouldn't we? Is that right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So So let's do our best to try to bring somebody to church next Sunday to hear the word of God. Amen. Amen. Will y'all do that? Let's give God a hand. Come on. Amen. Pray for us that we will do the will of God, that we'll please the Lord. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks a lot for getting that song. Y'all like that song?
Yeah. Amen.
It is a good song, isn't it? I mean, because we're part of the family of God. And we want to lift him up. Now, I got a couple prayer requests. We need a car, and we believe in God, so just pray that God will lead, direct us, and work all this out. Will y'all do that for us?
Amen.
Also, we have an apartment.